It's Tuesday, August 15th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. NIST releases a draft update to their cybersecurity framework, adding a govern pillar. And SaaS companies face growth challenges as net retention rate slips. This is the Business of Tech. You're thinking about security for your customers and want to step up to virtual CISO services. Sonomi has a guide for you. Learn what SMBs are looking for, how to add virtual CISO services at scale to your managed services portfolio without adding headcount, and how to do so in a profitable manner. Download the guide to learn how you can leverage Sonomi to set up virtual CISO services by visiting sonomi.com/resources. That's CYNOMI.com. Virtual CISO at scale. NIST has released a draft update to its cybersecurity framework, which expands the scope to cover all organizations and adds a sixth pillar called govern to emphasize the importance of leadership in cybersecurity strategy. The framework was initially issued in 2014, and the latest version is expected to be published in 2024 after comments on the draft are accepted until November 4th, 2023. Some experts have criticized the new framework for not adequately addressing individuals' significant role in an organization's exposure to cyber incidents. The Cyber Safety Review Board of the Department of Homeland Security plans to review cloud security practices following recent Chinese hacks of Microsoft Exchange accounts used by U.S. government agencies. The review will explore how the government, industry, and cloud service providers can bolster identity management and authentication in the cloud and develop actionable cybersecurity recommendations for all stakeholders. The CSRB will forward its recommendations to CISA and the Biden administration, who will decide what actions must be taken to protect government systems and accounts. Consumer protection and privacy organizations are urging the adoption of the Federal Trade Commission's proposed changes to health breach notification rules, highlighting the inadequacy of health privacy regulations for the digital age. The proposed rules change seeks to clarify how the existing health breach notification rule applies to health apps and similar technologies. Many apps collect an unprecedented amount of health data and share with it third parties for marketing and other purposes, which are not covered by the narrowly defined Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The proposed changes include revising definitions, clarifying what constitutes a security breach, and expanding requirements for what consumers should be told when their data has been breached. According to a report by Adroit Market Research, the global critical infrastructure security market is projected to grow at a CAGR of 7.8% between 2021 and 2031. Why do we care? NIST updating the framework is a big deal. This is pivotal. Required reading for companies. Now is both your chance to start reviewing the changes to be ready for a year from now and get your comments on any changes you consider essential. This market's going to continue to grow, as shown in the data, and frankly, will be of increasing importance from a regulatory compliance angle. You can see all the actions coming and all these stories I've been reporting. In new data just released, the net retention rate for SaaS companies is slipping, meaning existing customers are not buying as much as they used to. This is causing growth rates to decline, putting pressure on the core economic model of SaaS companies. While the upsell to existing customers has been a critical driver of growth and profitability, this trend is making it more difficult for SaaS companies to maintain revenue predictability. The AWS managed services market is expected to grow at a rate of 12.5% through 2029. The primary market growth drivers include the increasing number of AWS customers and the significance of AWS managed service provider status. North America is expected to demonstrate substantial growth, fueled by significant merger and acquisition activities and the expansion of AWS-based offering by leading AWS managed services providers in the region. With Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and Oracle Cloud growing faster than Amazon Web Services, AWS may lose its title as the king of cloud computing. Although AWS still holds 32 to 34% of the global market share for infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and hosted private cloud services, its footing has fallen toward the bottom edge of that range. Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and Oracle Cloud are quickly encroaching on AWS's traditional territory, with Azure potentially outpacing AWS due to the popularity of its generative AI tools. Despite macroeconomic pressures and some belt tightening by enterprises, the cloud spending growth rate is still expanding at a healthy pace, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. Why do we care? These are all healthy segments. I wouldn't overly worry about SaaS or cloud. I offer two insights here. First, SaaS companies specifically, and those doing recurring revenue in general, should factor in that there will be downward pressures, particularly during downswings. The last 6 months have been at least a vibes session, meaning that even if the data didn't say there was economic troubles, the vibes did. If customers are cutting costs, monthly recurring revenues will fluctuate. Too many businesses just assume revenue will always go up. It will, sometimes, go down. Second, the cloud provider market is maturing, and Amazon was never going to be unchallenged here. There will be healthy ecosystems around each of them. Frankly, you have to hand it to Microsoft on their investments. Even Google is now profitable here, and as the market matures, they'll compete for more. Nothing to worry about. Just note that there's room for all of them. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups. With flexible terms to let you scale quickly, and offices around the world for global coverage, you get a thought partner for your business with quality assurance baked into every program. You know I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. Today, National Relaxation Day. Make sure to do something just for yourself today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.